Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of May 27th and News on the Edge. So I hope everyone had a safe and fun Memorial Day weekend. The Edge District was very busy with our typical eat, drink, shop, play festivities, so I hope you made it by. Reminder, the Rays are continuing their homestand through May 30th, so if you haven't caught any of the games, definitely catch some. And if you have been catching them, let's hope we get some wins before they head on, out on the road. I don't know why I'm in a pizza mood, but I'm in a pizza mood. Maybe it's because of all the hot dogs and hamburgers over the weekend, but wanted to let you know, if you're in a pizza mood, we've got two of the best wood-fired pizza ovens in St. Pete. So we've got Bavaro's, and they have amazing wood-fired pizzas along with classic pasta dishes, great wine selection, and cafe seating out on Central Avenue. And right down the road from them, also in the Edge District, is Pizza Box. So they have their homemade, they built that wood-fired oven in there, and amazing, diverse, creative. I love the Fire Goat is my favorite pizza over there, so definitely check them out. Great appetizers, also a wonderful wine selection that's curated by the owners, and they have a seasonal salad as well that they really look for what's fresh, what's around, and what's local, and they put it out there. So, and in case Bavaro's and Pizza Box are not open, we also, Ferg's has great long hours, and you can get, it's not quite a pizza, but it's a flatbread. And if you do want a pizza, they make their pizzas at Ferg's and put them in an ATM out front. I'm not making it up. You can get a pizza from the ATM, but it's made there at Ferg's. So nice and fresh, 24 hours a day, you can get a pizza if you want. I'm also was thinking, you know, they've got the Tostados, which is kind of like a little Mexican pizza over at Red Mesa Mercado. And it really is, they really are fantastic. So they've got the crispy tortillas with the pulled pork, avocado sauce, grilled pineapple, pickled red onions, queso fresco, and cilantro. So that's kind of maybe the Mexican version of a pizza. And if you're cooking at home, certainly stop by three of our favorite markets. So Sourdough has bakes all their own bread fresh there, so you can get a loaf to go. Sans Market has a lot of new kitchen and bulk items that you can cook with. And of course, Kalamazoo Olive Oil Company, they have all of these amazing olive oils that are imported from all over the world. The taste of them is incredible. It's the best thing to cook with to really accentuate a dish. They have pastas as well that you can get in all sorts of items to make sure you've got a great lunch, dinner, menu that you're making. Coming up on this next weekend, June is here. Can't believe June is here. And Pridetopia in the Edge District. So June 22nd, 8 p.m. to late night. So 8 to late. All of our restaurants and bars are going to be open, and we're inviting folks that finish up with the St. Pete Pride downtown to come just walk down to the Edge District. We're not shutting down the streets. We're opening up all the businesses. So come enjoy something to eat, drink, be entertained. There's going to be shows, music, just all sorts of fun things. So we're telling people, grab your friends, family, and come enjoy a good weekend in the Edge District, Pride Weekend in the Edge District. If you're looking for fun stuff to do, as always, we've got many, many options. So whether it's the Zubrick Magic Theater, which is Las Vegas-style level entertainment here in St. Pete, we're blessed to have them. Their summertime hours are Saturdays, Sundays, Fridays. You can grab shows, so definitely check them out. They often sell out. Plan ahead of time. Maybe you like some live music, so No Vacancy and Ferg's feature live music quite frequently. Just check their socials for that. Green Bench has put up a giant beer tent, so it's keeping the shade. And it's got a air conditioned fan that blows on everybody. It's a great way to be out and about and outside, but still not be too overheated. And their beers are definitely brewed on house and aimed to please. Trivia, into trivia. I'm kind of smart. Sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm not at trivia, but Grassroots and Ferg's has regular trivia nights. So maybe it's an evening time stroll in the district. If you do the entire district as a loop, it's 1 mile. So it's a nice exercise. Grab an ice cream or shave snow from Cecilia's. Maybe you want to be arts and craftsy and make your own candle at the candle pour. So put a party together and do that. And last but not least, shop and treat yourself to a blowout. So not getting your hair cut, but you want to get it styled, look nice. 920 Central is the blow dry bar. So go and check them out. Do some shopping around that. We have over 125 small businesses and over 1,000 residents call the Edge home. So if you're looking to find out more, edgedistrict.org. Have a fantastic week.